together lovely. You're all together worthy. You're all together wonderful to me, Jesus. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin.
Place, let's lift our hands. If you're at home, lift your hands with your families. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, God. We're here, Lord, to worship you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, God. Lord God, we're here to worship you tonight, God, to give you the adoration you deserve, God, to give you the praise, God. Lord, we thank you so much for your blessings, your touch, God. Your Lord God, moving in our lives, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Amen. It's good to see everyone here. Thank you so much for joining us in person. For those joining online, you may be seated. Thank you for joining us online. If this is your very first time worshiping with us in person or online, we encourage you just to connect with us. We'd love to meet and greet you. If you're here in person, out in the kiosk, there is a connection card that you can get. We have a small gift for you. If you are worshiping online, you should see that bit.ly website right now. Just go to that. Just a couple points of information so that we can connect with you. Thank you again so much for worshiping with us today. Just a few announcements for giving this week. We want to remind you again, you can go to our website, cgcmadison.org, and give. You can mail it in. If you're here in person, there is a box on the kiosk. You can put your offering envelope in. Also, texting to give. This month is Christmas for Christ. So if you'd like to give to Christmas for Christ, you can just text the keyword CFC to that number on the screen, and it'll walk you through the steps of there. Also, if you'd like to give the Spears, it's good to have the Spears here again this evening. Amen. Amen. If you would like to give to them and their ministry, on the offering envelope, you can fill out the speaker, and then you can text the word speaker to that number as well. Amen. So that's our giving. We just have a couple announcements. Like I mentioned, if you're here in person, if you're online, you may not notice, but we did mark off every other pew, and just to make it a little safer, make it a little more comfortable for folks. And so if you are coming this Sunday and you're not here tonight, just know that, so you can have that expectation. We are sitting every other row. And then this Sunday, we're very excited. How many parents, or how many kids, I should say, have missed Sunday school? Amen. How many parents have missed Sunday school? Amen. Amen. We want to put the word of God into our kids' lives. We started doing some things on Sunday mornings at the same time. However, with the recent outbreak and the recent high numbers, we're just trying to lock down that side of the building for our child care center. They are have strict rules, and we want everything to be safe over there. So we can't start up those things again, but we do want to minister to our children. And so this Sunday, all parents who have kids, listen up at 9:40. Tune in online or be here in service. 9:40, our children's ministry is going to have just a short 10-15 minute presentation for our children. A lot of fun. It might be games. It might be a game that they do or a song that they sing, lead in song, a little Bible lesson, whatever. There's going to be a variation there, but we want to encourage you, if you're online and worshiping, join us at 9:40 as we're going to be kicking off, and then we'll transition right into take a 5 minute with our counter and transition right into our normal service. So if you are here on Sunday and you're like, you know what, I don't have a kid, I'm not really interested in what's going on, please be mindful and respectful of those who are here with your kids, and just join in and worship. Find a seat, join in and worship 9:40 on Sunday morning, and we will bless you. Excited for that, parents, kids? Amen. Amen. And then obviously it's the Christmas season, and so we are challenging. We've been talking about this, just having a Christmas challenge starting this Sunday through Christmas. And we want to just encourage and challenge everyone to reach out to somebody. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's someone in need around you, a relative, someone who don't see. Do a porch drop off of some homemade goods or a card. Have your kids make a card. We want to bless our seniors in our church as well. And so if you're not aware of if anyone lives in your area that's close to you, please contact Sister Lois Grant here at the church office. She'll let you know who's in your area that you can just do a real quick porch drop off. I think it would be a blessing for us to minister to our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. With something homemade, a card, something simple. If you want to go sing and carol, don't do it at 2 a.m. That'd be awkward. It'd be funny, but it'd be awkward. But please be mindful of the group size, etc. And then our Christmas service schedule. Actually, come at 3 a.m. Josiah's been waking up around 3:00. So if you come at 3, Josiah will be blessed. And I will be blessed because he wakes me up. Amen. Amen. We'll sing along with you from inside in the warmth. All right, moving on. Christmas service schedule. These bifocals, I've had them for a couple months, and man, I'm still getting used to them. So I just changed. December 23rd, Wednesday, we will have no service that evening, and that is due to December 24th, our Christmas Eve service. But we're going to have a Christmas Eve service at 5 p.m. So no service on the 23rd, Christmas Eve service on the 24th, our regular Sunday service on the 27th, and then the 30th, Wednesday the 30th, there will be no midweek service, again, to allow for folks to spend time with family, and then there is Winter Youth Convention, one of those nights, some watch parties, and virtual watch parties, and everything, and one of them is at Parkway, so be aware of that, and then the 31st, New Year's Eve, Voces Unidas is once again having a New Year's Eve service, so if you would like to join them, that will be started at 7 p.m., and everyone's invited to join Voces and AIM, and have a great time on New Year's Eve. Amen. If you would stand with me, and at home, let's go before the Lord in prayer this evening. Share a prayer request if you're at home. But we want to pray for Abby Powell, the Galen Thompson family. Galen's father passed away. So Abby's grandfather passed away unexpectedly yesterday and down in Oklahoma. And they'll be having the funeral this weekend. So we want to pray for the family. And so just pray for that. And also pray for a couple folks, Pastor Jessica and her family, Glenn and Kitty Rossing. They have experienced COVID, and they're dealing with that and getting through it in Jesus' name. And then also Brother Johnny Graham, Roy's brother, our maintenance guru. He is homesick. He did test negative, but he is borderline, I think, pneumonia, having pneumonia treatments, and so some complications, non-COVID, but ish. Those kind of things, but not COVID. But we want to be in prayer for him as well. Anyone else have a need you want to indicate by a lifted hand? Amen. Let's look around and pray for them. Call out those folks' names. If you're at home, share a need with your family. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. We thank you, Jesus, so much, God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your love and kindness, Lord Jesus, that we can call upon your name. We can, Lord, reach out to you, Lord Jesus, with every situation, every circumstance, God, in the good and the bad, Lord Jesus, God, no matter how big or how small it may seem to others, God. Lord Jesus, you know our needs, Lord Jesus, God. And I pray, bring comfort right now to Abby, Lord Jesus, her family, God. Galen, Lord God, the extended family, the grandkids, Lord God. I pray, Lord, the loss of a patriarch of their family, God, unexpectedly, God, and the loss and, Lord, the pain and the hurt and the grief, Lord Jesus, especially during this time, God, I pray, Lord, touch their family with a special touch, God. Bring comfort, God. Lord, peace that passes all understanding, as your word says that you will give, God. I claim that right now for their family, Jesus, God. Comfort them, Lord Jesus, God. We pray for Pastor Jessica and her family, Lord, Glenn and Kitty, Lord Jesus, God, and maybe others who have had COVID, God, tested positive, God. I pray, let them get through this, Lord God. Recover quickly, Lord Jesus. There'll be no lingering effects, Lord God, in Jesus' name, God. We pray a hedge of protection around, Lord God, those in the nursing field, God. I pray, touch them, Lord. Strengthen them, God, Lord Jesus. I pray those impacted by isolation, Lord God, and Lord Jesus, God, Lord Jesus, stress, and Lord, those who are in school having to do it differently this year, virtually, God, and the stress associated, Lord God, mental health issues, God. I pray, God, let your word be known, God. Let your word stand true, God. We're believing, Lord, and we stand on it. We claim power. We claim strength, God, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. We pray, God, Lord Jesus, for Johnny Grant, Lord God. Heal him. Love his pneumonia. Heal him, Lord Jesus. Lord, you're by your stripes we're here. We're claiming that. You saw every hand lifted here tonight. You know the needs online, God, represented. God, I pray right now, God, move and stir in every situation, God. We're believing for your touch. We're believing for your grace. You're great. Let's give them a hand clap of praise. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you, God. We praise you, Lord. We lift you up, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's worship together tonight. Hallelujah.
Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh,
church. That is so absolutely beautiful of a song. Thank you, Sister Cecily. It is so great to have Brother and Sister Spears with us. They have blessed us this whole entire week. They were such an incredible blessing on Sunday morning in our Sunday morning service. And then they've been meeting with folks, groups of folks this week. Our staff was able to meet with them on Tuesday. I'm going to share some of that with you a little bit later. But it's so great to have them here. And we want to just turn this over to them. And I don't know if Sister Terry, if you're coming first. All right, God bless you, Sister Spears.
I just want to say before I start, Steve leaned over to me while you guys were worshiping, and he said, look out across the crowd and see how many of them have their hands up in worship. You're a blessed people, but there's a reason for that. So many churches, and I'm not throwing stones, believe me, but so many churches that you go into, half the congregation doesn't engage as much. Thank you for worshiping. He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. And he's worth my worship. And you may be seated. Thank you, Cecily, for leading us to his throne. Thank you, Madison, for not getting sick of us. I told him in the office tonight that if they get tired of us coming and preaching, I'm just going to come and hang out anyway. So somebody find me a bed somewhere or a camper and we'll just move in for a little while. I love to come here. I love what I feel. I love the people. I love cheese curds. And let me one time again say, I don't do good at promoting, but I did write a new book during quarantine this year called Survival Strategies. And I think it's a timely word from God and a timely word for everyone. So if you're here tonight, they will be for sale out front. If you're online, you can go to Amazon and just type my name in or Survival Strategies and it will come up. Truly, I do feel like that it was a word from God. Maybe you'll understand a little more about it after tonight. So now what I really feel to say this evening. God downloaded this to me a few weeks ago, and as I kind of just sat in amazement at the analogy that he enlightened me to. So I hope that this will help propel you into 2021 and out of the mess that we're in. Not that it's going to get a whole lot better, but I think it's time for us to kind of switch gears. You know, God could have moved the Jews from Egypt toward their destiny of the promised land quietly. He could have done it quietly. But drama was necessary. And you're thinking, why was drama necessary? Well, you find the answer in Exodus 7 and 5. The Egyptians shall know that I am God. So we don't go out quietly. We go out with a flare so they know what's going on and that God is able to deliver no matter what kind of plagues come. And we are living today in a godless time. And as you know, Egypt is a type of the world, and God is determined that the world knows that he is God. He is still in charge. He still controls everything that's going on. I don't have all the answers out of how he's going to reveal himself. I just know that he is. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, and we're not going to see it happen because of a pandemic in 2020. But with the breaking of the year of 2020, I felt very strongly, and I shared some of this back in February, I felt very strongly that we were entering a new era and not just a new season. We've entered an era where the impossible is going to become the normal. I think for a reason. There's a moment where time makes a shift and you start gaining momentum for your future. And we are in that kingdom moment now that is making the shift. We've entered not just a new year, in a new decade, new season, a new time. But I'm telling you, in the kingdom of God, we have crossed a threshold. Where I think the only way I could come up to speak what I feel is we're moving from a church era to a kingdom era. We can't have so much church things, but that doesn't stop kingdom things. We're living in a very conflicted and conflicting times, and many times the shifts that we make are not our willful choices, but they're results of a spiritual war of the season. We want to see things go one way, but because of the spirit realm and all the conflict, things go in a total different direction. James said in chapter 4 and verse 1 that we war because we have cravings and desires in us that cannot be satisfied. Everybody pinch yourself. It's called flesh. And many times these desires hold us in wilderness places. We're meant to cross over into the good, God, prosperous things, but we choose to have our way in a situation instead of submitting to his will for the situation. This is not the time to be caught in that cycle. In the new kingdom era, we have to respond differently. God never calls us to do anything that he has not already empowered us to do. You have the power. You have what it takes. We just have to put some things behind us. This is important, so listen. You were appointed by God to live in the middle of a pandemic. Point at your neighbor and say, you were supposed to be here. I said Sunday that he has trusted us with trouble. He definitely has. He trusts you, and he has placed you in his kingdom at this precise point in history for a definite purpose. It's not time to be groaning and arguing about wearing a mask or not wearing a mask or washing my hands all the time or having to sanitize everything or what's closed? What's open? Do you know what it's time for? It's time for the church of God to take up a war cry in the spirit and battle for his purpose to be done during this critical time in our nation's history. There are two kingdoms in conflict. Satan's demonic angels are roaming the earth, and they're trying to keep Satan's kingdom in place. We all belong to God's army. God has already defeated Satan. Read the back of the book. He's toast, man. All of his dominions, all his powers, all his principalities have already been defeated. But however, we are called to enforce that defeat. So we can't lay down our swords and lay down our shields and just throw up our hands and say, I'm sick of this whole mess. No, it is time for us to empower what God has put us on earth to do. Madison still needs revival. There is still a move of God to be had in this church. It's not time for us to just say, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. No, pick up the battle cry and take it to the enemy and declare and decree that it is time for us to win this victory. The devil's just trying to discourage all of us. And if you don't heed God's call, the enemy will step in and rule in your stead. We're called to possess, to secure, and to protect our inheritance. And we must remember Psalms 24 and 1. And it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You are God's. You are God's. You have been bought by blood. You are God's. And he owns the earth, and the earth is his, and you are his. That's good news. So we need to stand and declare that amidst all the negative noise. The earth is still God's. But I know the methodology of the old season has had to change. And we talked about this before this ever happened. I shared with y'all how I felt that everything was going to change and methods were going to have to change and things were going to change. I knew it was coming. I just wasn't sure of the name COVID. We need something new and fresh from God. You know, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. And God is pushing us out of our comfort zones to show us a new glory. Yes. One of the wiles of the devil is to hold us captive in the last or the former manifestation of God. And then we live in the past rather than move into the best that is ahead of us. That's how religious spirits operate. You become entrenched and enamored with past glory, and egos hold on to that. And the enemy takes advantage of that. Instead, God is calling us, let go and just walk boldly into this new era that I have constructed for the church. Stop looking back like the Israelites did when they left Egypt. Oh, my word. They wanted out. They got out. All they did was complain. They missed the leeks and onions of Egypt. Really? Is that what you come up to complain with? Because you missed the leeks and the onions? If you don't know that story, please read Numbers 11, because it really didn't make God very happy. We must stop wishing for the leeks and the onions and how it used to be, and start embracing the now plan of God. So what is the will and the plan of God? We can all read books. We can listen to messages on the will of God. But let me just make it real simple for you. The fact remains that the Bible gives one real principle to follow to determine God's will. Y'all ready? It's really deep. In the Bible, when someone wanted to know the will of God, they asked him. And guess what? He told them. God does still speak to his people. But if we're so entrenched in a mindset that says, well, God's not going to speak to me, or he's not going to direct our group, then when he speaks, we write it off as our imagination. If you are one of his sheep, you have the capability, the capacity, and the privilege of hearing the voice of the shepherd. It's not difficult. Tune in. Tune out the negative. Tune into this. You'll find that he will speak to you continually. Lead, guide, direct your steps. He'll do it. You know, in the midst of Moses' life, after he fled Egypt, before they were all delivered, because he had just murdered somebody, our heroes of the Bible. And he was just tending his father-in-law's sheep, sitting out. I just see him sitting out on a rock somewhere watching the sheep. All of a sudden, he sees a bush starting to burn. Now, if you do your historical and your theological and your geographical history, you will find that bushes burn out in the desert frequently. It's not an unusual occurrence for where he was. What was unusual was the God encounter in the burning bush. And let me tell you, from that little thing, the gem that I got, sometimes we overlook a God encounter because it's something that usually happens. That's happened before. Please tune in. We're living in a different day. There's going to be a God encounter for each of us. The burning bush interrupted Moses' life and altered it forever. And God has allowed an interruption to come to our daily lives. He has interrupted our times. He has ushered us into a different era, and we will be altered forever. The Bible says that suddenly Moses, he turned to go look at that bush. We must recognize that this interruption, for what it is, it's time to turn and look. Pay attention. Not be complaining over the heat of the desert and the times. God says to Moses that famous verse, "Take off your shoes. You're on holy ground." He was telling Moses, this may be an everyday occurrence, but it's not every day in the kingdom. Take off your shoes, dude. You're entering a new era. Things aren't going to be the same. And all of a sudden, God revealed himself and a total new plan for Moses' life and all the children of Israel. And God is saying to us tonight, turn and look. I'm ready for you to do some things that I have been preparing you for 40 years. Oh, yes. But you weren't capable of completing them then. But now I'm calling you into them, and you can use them to change a nation, to change your family, to change your situations, to change your circumstances, to change your church. Turn and look. I am doing something new. God has interrupted us so drastically. We must be cautious to recognize this. And when he moves, turn and look, because it's going to burn differently than it did in the past. I began calling this whole situation a divine pause. When we were first all put into quarantine back in March, the whole world just seemed to shut down. It was like you hit the pause button on the world and everything just stopped. But this pause has purpose. Say that again. This pause has purpose. We're about to enter a new dimension of intensity. But there's going to be some divine alignments and moments of change that are going to produce faith explosions in God's people. You know, just as China and Russia and America are all vying for power right now, God is saying to us, I have power within you, my church. Doesn't have to be vied for. You have been given. You have been endued with power from on high. We're going to be in great tension. And there's going to be warfare, and I know that. And it's not going to be like any warfare we've experienced in the past. And there's a tension that is rising, and it's almost, you can almost taste it in the air. There is a tension that is rising between the church and the Antichrist spirit. And we must know what we are part of. We must leave our maintenance mentality behind and walk in a conquest mentality. It is not time to maintain. It is not time, well, you know, we just hope we can maintain. No, it is time for us to move into the mode of conquest and warring and knowing that we are capable and able and have the power to take this thing on. I don't know about you, but this divine pause has brought a different kind of strength and strategy to me. It's like the book I wrote said, it's realigned me, and it's realigned some deep things inside of me that needed realigning. So submit to the rearrangement. I feel the Lord saying, I've caused a pause. Submit. And I end with this. Have you ever ridden a roller coaster? Come on. Who's ridden a roller coaster? I personally love them. I guess I'm an adrenaline junkie. I love them. Get me up on the highest part of it and pause. I know what's coming. I know I'm going to scream. But I love it. That one sitting over there hates them. Not getting on a roller coaster. Now or ever has he gotten on a roller coaster. Y'all can guess which one of the three of them I'm talking about. We are headed into a roller coaster time. You think we have been in 2020? You wait till 2021 gets here. It's time to tighten your seatbelt and hang on for the ride. It's time to throw your hands up in the air. Hey, you might as well worship and enjoy it. Don't quit worshiping while it's going through the motions of ups and downs. It is time. I love it when I get at the top of that roller coaster and I throw up both my hands. It makes the thrill so much more exciting. Come on, worship will make this trip so much more exciting. Get your hands in the air in the middle of what looks like it's going to be a disaster and know that God is going to take you through and this roller coaster is eventually going to come to an end and I'm going to put my feet on the streets of gold. And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of excited about that. Some drops on this roller coaster are going to be more dramatic than others. and the emotion that comes from a roller coaster, I'm going to tell you, it can go from joy to sheer terror in a second. Just hold on. Claim his promises until the car comes to a stop. Remember Isaiah 43 and 19. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the middle of COVID and in the rivers of depression.
Oh, yeah.
This emphasizes that we could miss what's happening and not fully understand because we're sidetracked with masks, with vaccines, with presidential elections, with civil unrest, with wondering what the church is going to do, with wondering if I can get with my family for Christmas. And this scripture says, shall ye not know it? Don't get sidetracked by the things that have come to us in this earthly dimension. There's a whole nother dimension moving above us that if you get your hands up, you can touch into it and you can know that he's still in charge. I think we're going to probably get more desperate as we move into 2021, and I have no doubt that chaos is reigning. But there's going to be times that we think the roller coaster is literally going to leave its tracks. You know how that roller coaster, they have those double wheels, one's on the top and one's on the bottom? So when you go down that steep hill, it grabs from the back. Sometimes we're going to think those wheels aren't going to hold. And this thing's going to leave the tracks. But let me tell you, desperation and crisis always create a move of God. What's happened with the new era is all of a sudden you're at the end and you're at the beginning. And that's why you feel so uncertain. That's what all of you are feeling. We're going through a reset. We're going through a reboot. Some things you just can't comprehend and understand, especially when it looks like it's going wrong and there doesn't look like a solution. So the easiest thing to do that I have found with my phone, with my computer, with my iPad, when it's not doing what it's supposed to do, I turn it off, I pause it, I shut it down, and then I reboot it. It's called a reset. You know, when you restart your computer, it dumps junk. Then everything starts working and comes back into a new order. God is doing a massive reboot of his church. He shut us down. He's wanting to get rid of some junk. But it's about reboot. God says, I am resetting the glitches of your past season. I am getting ready to put you in a new motion and a new order for your future. It's time for the church to do exploits. And God says, let boldness arise in every one of your hearts and quit looking at fear and failure and start looking at your Savior. It's time to think triumph and not defeat. My dad, I don't know how many of y'all knew him, but he was the king of one-liners. And he had one that he titled a book one time, and it was called, It's Time to Keep the Main Thing the Main Thing. And it's time for the church to keep the main thing the main thing. Jesus and him lifted up, higher than COVID, higher than mask issues, higher than presidential elections, higher than my family situations. Keep him lifted up. And when we keep him lifted up is when Isaiah 6:1 is about to happen. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also, Take heed of the also. Somebody had died, and it was tragic. And it was a good friend of Isaiah. Bad things had happened. So he's acknowledging the bad. But also, at the same time, that the bad was sweeping over me, and I'm depressed because the king has died, and I'm not sure where to go from here. That's when I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. The Targum, or the Hebrew, interprets that to say, and the temple was filled with the splendor of his glory. Come on, COVID. Come on, unrest in 2020. You've hit us hard. But 2021 is dawning with a new boldness in my heart from above. And his train and his glory and his splendor will fill the temple. It's time for us to march into this new year with our head held high, knowing that God is on my side and he's putting into motion a new era for the church to do exploits. Can you stand with me and worship and thank him? Thank him that he trusted you to live in the middle of this time, and that you are going to get to witness his train filling the temple and the glory of God surrounding his people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God. Praise God. Praise God. I just feel such a powerful presence. We have Sister Cecily wants to just get ready to play. We have Christmas coming up here. I'm not looking to preach another little sermon here, but every year I look to put together a Christmas series. I'll be starting that next Wednesday night. Brother Seidel will be preaching Sunday morning. We have a remodel project we're going to be working on pretty heavy on Friday and Saturday, so I've asked Brother Seidel to just cover on Sunday because it's going to be a long weekend for us here. But next Wednesday evening, sometimes we feel, and this really, when you were talking about Moses in the burning bush, something ordinary. My series for Christmas is ordinary to unordinary. Because Jesus Christ came to this world in an extremely ordinary fashion. He could have come to the rich. He could have picked. We're talking God of eternity could have picked any way he wanted to enter into this world. And he came in just like you and me. Ordinary. But you see, God, whenever God touches something, it doesn't stay ordinary. We're going to walk through this together, because I believe as we enter into 2021, we may have felt very ordinary in our past. But I want to challenge you. God is not looking at an ordinary future. So as we leave, before we leave here this evening, and Sister Cecily begins to lead us in worship, just lift your hands. If you feel like coming down to the front and worshiping God, feel free to just make yourself at home. Sister Cecily. Praise God. God, to use you in a totally different way. I believe God is looking to use His church drastically different than what we had envisioned or what we have imagined.
And those who call upon my name, they shall be saved.
Praise God.
So don't fear. Of 10,000, and those who call upon my name shall be saved. So don't fear, 'cause I will be your song. Come and sing, sing, O barren land, water is coming to the thirst. You are empty, I am the well. Draw from me, I will provide. Sing, sing, O barren land. Water is coming to the thirsty. And though you are empty, I am the well. Draw from me, I will provide. Sing, sing, O barren land.
Giving beauty for their ashes.
joy for your sadness, heaven's open. Oh, sing, sing, oh barren land, 'cause water is coming to the thirsty. And though you are empty, I am the well. Draw from me, I will provide. Sing, sing, oh barren land, water is coming to the thirsty. And though you are empty, I am the well. Draw from me, I will provide. He says, I'm the river in the desert, pouring my spirit on the broken, giving beauty for the ashes, joy for your sadness, heaven's open. I'm the river in the desert, pouring my spirit on the broken, giving beauty for the ashes, joy for your sadness, heaven's open.
You that came out tonight, thank you so very much for joining us tonight here. Thank you, Brother and Sister Spears, for ministering to us. Things can turn on a dime. Remember that, church. That means we have to be willing to turn on a dime. We have to be ready to be willing to turn on a dime. So those of you that were at home, that joined us tonight, we had folks from Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, and New York. So God bless each and every one of you. Once again, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We will be here Sunday morning. We do have some work that we'll be doing in the fellowship hall. The old sound booth that's over there is going to be removed. We're going to put in a very small portable unit, and we're going to just kind of do some tidying up some things that we've been wanting to do for a long time. And we will be eventually ending with new carpet in our fellowship hall, so we're excited about that. And but in order to do that, we've got some prep work, some things that have to be done. So Brother Jerry Simmons will be running that end of things. So if you like to take and give us a hand, we would much appreciate that. Just tag in with Brother Jerry Simmons. So, but God bless you all. Love you all. Appreciate you all. And till next time, stay sanitized, sanctified, saved, all of that good stuff. God bless you all.